This is all about a bantam cock. A very, very randy bantam cock. No, it's true. This was on a farm up near us, and this thing was, it was into everything. It was, it was just a blur, you know. Not even the water pump was safe, you know. It was right. So when I'm singing it, try and imagine little bundle of kind of evil feathers, you know? The red eye right in the center of it, you know? Bantam cock. He was a fine upstanding bantam cock, so brisk and stiff and spry, with a springy step and a jaunty plume and a purposeful look in his eye, in his little black laughing eye. So I took him to the coop and introduced him to me 17 wide-eyed hens, and he tooked and it tooked as a hero tooks, and he bowed to them all, and then he up and took them all again. Well, then upon the peace of me ducks and geese, he boldly did intrude, and with glazed eyes and open mouths, they bore him with fortitude and a little bit of gratitude. He jumped me giggling guinea fowl, he thrust his attentions upon me 20 hysterical turkeys and a visiting migrant swan, and a bantam thundered on. He groped me fantail pigeon doves, and me lily white columbine, and his eye was a looking at me budgerigar. He jumped me parrot from behind. He was sitting on me shoulder at the time. But all of a sudden, with a gasp and a gulp, he clapped his wings to his head. He lay flat on his back with his feet in the air. Me bantam cock was dead. And the vultures circled overhead. You're way ahead of me out there. Hold on a minute. What a noble beast, what a champion cock, what a way to live and to die. But as I dug him a grave to protect his bones from those hungry buzzards in the sky, the bantam opened up a sly little eye. He gave me a wink and a terrible grin, the way that rapists do. He said, "You see them silly daft buckers up there? They'll be down in a minute or two.